For many Egyptian voters, this week's election was not a vote for anyone. Opposition voters said they were not so much supporting Hamdine Sabahi as voting against Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Egypt's former army chief who has been running the country for nearly a year. Many Sisi supporters said they were not so much voting for Sisi, but against the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi, who was ousted from the presidency last year and still claims the seat from a jail cell. At a polling station in Cairo, Amel says she came out to vote so that Mr. Morsi cannot come back.
People will have no hope in the ex-president's return because the position is no longer vacant. We don't want him to return.
Since Mr. Morsi was thrown out of office, politics in Egypt have grown increasingly violent, and thousands of people have been killed or arrested. Fikri Nabil, a spokesperson for Strong Egypt, a party that boycotted this week's elections, says parties like his need to redefine Egyptian politics.
We found that there is a great polarization in the society itself to divide it between Islamist and non-Islamist. And from our point of view, it was not the real battle or the real fight we need to have. We need to have fight for whom? With democracy and whom against democracy.
After the 2011 revolution, many new political parties were formed, like the Egypt Freedom Party, a centrist group that attracts young members. Secretary General Shahir George says since Sisi's rule began, many party members have fled, fearing retribution for opposing the military.
The challenge we face is how to win the trust of the crowd once more again, because this is where we're lacking support these days. There isn't a popularity of stopping street acts. There is a popularity of ignoring human rights for the time being.
But young political parties that want neither the military nor religious rule have been stymied by infighting. Moving forward, George adds, requires taking a clear stance, not only against repression, but for human rights.
Now we need to focus more on how to build a solid opposition that will have a clear vision on economic and social rights in parallel to political and civil rights.
At the polls, voters said they would have liked more choices, but the young parties are too inexperienced and too fragmented. The future for new political parties in Egypt is uncertain, and members report arbitrary arrests and harassment, saying opposition to the government these days is viewed either as ignorance or a crime. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Cairo.